plate a potential nugget.
As you end the book, Lloyd, you say that it dawned on me that I'd set out on a journey from success to significance, only to find that significance alone could never fill the emptiness in my heart. What I was really longing for all along was satisfaction. How should people think about significance and satisfaction?
Well, I would say success is when I use what I have for me and my benefit. Significance could be when I use what I have for you, for me and others' benefits. And the satisfaction, I think, comes from this deep sense that I've used what I was given, the time I was given on this planet, the talent, the opportunity, the influence, to serve others and to love extravagantly. And that there's nothing else I'm craving. And that's where I seek to end each day, is with equanimity, a sense that I have no regrets. I'm not grasping. I have nothing to prove and nothing to protect. Hmm. And that I've done my best to love some people extravagantly, starting with loving my God and loving my wife and loving my kids. And so now I take a morning every week to be with our two grandbabies. One is 1 year old. She's deaf and she has hearing aids. And the other's three and she's diaper changing. Now, potty changing. I mean, Deepak, can you imagine how me with one little girl with hearing aids, I'm trying not to fall out. And one little girl, I'm trying to say, now do you need to go potty so she doesn't have an accident? It's like, it's like watching a circus, but it's priceless. And I'm staying in it so that I get better at it, right? I don't think I'm ever going to regret that. Do you? Do you think I'll ever regret the time I spend with those girls?
Absolutely.
And so I find deep satisfaction in that. Now, my next hour might be with the CEO of a big company. But I'm not impressed by one over the other. I have the privilege to serve them. So there's deep satisfaction in that. And that's a maturing process, right? If you and I were talking 20 years from now or 30 years from now, you'd find a very different guy. I didn't have that perspective. I wish I did, but I didn't.
It's interesting that Lloyd speaks about switching from changing diapers to speaking to a CEO of a large organization and not being impressed by one over the other. It's such a simple but a profound insight. Very often we have a certain pecking order in which we engage with the people around us, and we end up putting work on a pedestal by default. And sometimes we end up putting some of these priceless things at the bottom of the list. Clay Christensen, who passed away recently, speaks about this in his book, How Will You Measure Your Life? He says that we are able to get a positive feedback loop on some of the valuable things, but we often don't have a feedback loop on the priceless things, and that's often a window that's open only for a finite amount of time. I do often fall into the trap of putting work on a pedestal and possibly de-emphasizing some of the priceless elements, but I guess it's a journey, and at least trying to be aware of it, I see it as a baby step in the right direction. I love the way Lloyd frames this. Not being impressed by one over the other. I find his provocative articulation helpful as we go about making some of these micro choices. Thank you for listening.